What happens when we have no guidelines? Most of us would stumble and falter with the task at hand. For most of us, if given a car engine and a task to take it apart, we would stare dumbly at it, not even sure where to begin. However, if we were given the task of taking out the air filter, most of us could probably manage that with a bit of instruction. As UUs, we promote, as our fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. That gives us a whole lot of latitude and freedom. And freedom is one that most of us treasure, having come from backgrounds where searching and sometimes thinking were discouraged. We moved from the dogmatic and creedal religions of our past into the complete opposite of freedom within Unitarian Universalism. UUs, after all, have no dogma or creeds. To me, having a spiritual practice is that ongoing quest to find meaning in my life. It is a direct expression of that fourth principle. But unlike with other religions, we aren't handed a step-by-step instruction guide. Instead, we can find ourselves staring at the engine, not really sure where to start. We are a busy people. It's a symptom of modern life, I think. Is there anyone in this room who does not consider themselves busy? Feel free to raise your hands, and don't worry, no one's taking names to sign you up for a work party. Okay, I saw one hand. Two, okay. We think we'll be less busy when we're retired, but I'd like to point out that even those people who are retired are busy, as we can see in the many hands that make this building our spiritual home. Right, Karen? But busyness comes with a price. We are not human doings, we are human beings. When we get caught in a circle of completing tasks and quickly moving on to the next, we lose sight of the meaning of those tasks. We can definitely lose sight of the overall picture of our lives. There are days when I have powered through a list of 10 or more tasks, and that is outside of work, only to find that I have no sense of how the day went at all. I struggle to find the meaning sometimes in all that I accomplish. There are days that I can't tell you what or if I ate and what the weather was like. Life passes in a blur when I get wrapped up and busy. Add in family, home, friendships, and our lives can disappear under a blur of busyness that robs us of everything except a sense of emotion. Where's the meaning in all that we are doing? Church is meant to be a place of sanctuary. That's why they call this the sanctuary. For most of us, that is the sanctuary from the busyness of life. It's a place to pause, take a breath, and consider what is before us. We seek this place for a sense of community and a place of respite for just a little while each week. But we are also seeking meaning. We come to service and put our butts in the chairs because we are looking for meaning. I grew up Catholic and went to a Catholic school for 8 years. 8 years of blue-green plaid jumpers, daily religious instruction by the nuns, learning lists of saints, and twice weekly mass. That's a whole lot of dogma. We were taught that the meaning was in the ritual, the prayers, the literal ups and downs of mass with kneelers. We didn't have to seek it, it was presented to us. We had a set litany of actions and prayers designed to be a framework of meaning on which to hang our lives. I was a poor Catholic. I never did get over the questioning. Why do we talk to the saints? Why do I have to say that prayer at that time? What is the point of the rotation of standing, sitting, and kneeling during Mass? Why is Pontius Pilate mentioned by name in the Apostles' Creed? And the big one, what does it all mean? The nuns despaired of me, and most just asked me to accept it on faith and sit quietly. Even the multiple rosaries prayed for the sin of questioning the doctrine weren't enough to break my curiosity or my thoughts that it was pretty pointless. And then I found Unitarian Universalism. For many years, I came to church on Sundays, and that was my dose of spirituality for the week. I was a Sunday-only UU, and that was fine. I was able to slow down during that hour and concentrate, mostly, and think about what was presented to me. I sought the meaning of the words and the music and tried to apply it to my life. Some weeks were easier than others. But as I became more comfortable with the freedom that being a UU offered me, I began to question the Sunday-only approach. Yes, I felt spiritual for 1 hour each week, but what about the rest of Sunday? What about the other 6 days of the week? 1 hour out of 168 in the week just doesn't seem like a good ratio of life meaning to me. So in order to find the meaning in more of those remaining 167 hours, I have to build a spiritual practice in which to frame the meaning of my life. Creeds have their upsides in this situation, if you can believe them. If I were still Catholic, I would have it handed to me in a nice little book. My grandfather's Key of Heaven prayer book is a complete package. It's got the standards, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and the Hail Mary. And then it has pages upon pages of prayers and intercession requests that cover every circumstance of life. Got a problem? Look it up in the table of contents and you have your solution. Of course, paging through it last week, I noticed that mostly the solutions are prayers that beg for forgiveness for sins. These sins are the root of problems at hand, apparently. I think the message of the book is that the meaning of problems in our lives is a reminder to be sin-free. I'll be honest, I don't understand how it works. But I'm not Catholic, I'm UU, thank goodness. There is no book of instructions. There is no other written direction other than the principle to put us on a quest for truth and meaning. There's a great variety in our sources. We can pick from the various traditions and religions, but that doesn't really narrow it down. As was said in the opening words, Unitarian Universalism offers the opportunity not only to encourage, but also celebrate different religious heritages and customs. So how do you build a spiritual practice to find meaning and build it so that it is meaningful to you? I think that first step is to be able to take that pause, a breath of awareness in the busyness of our daily lives, and consider meaning. What am I doing right now? Why am I doing it? What meaning does it bring to my life or to others' lives? Once we are able to be in the present moment, we need to consider what will bring more meaning and more truth into our lives. What will bring us into a fuller and richer life? There are many ways you can approach this, but the best suggestions I have seen all include two steps. The first step is to make a list of things that bring you joy. Contrary to what I was taught early on, I don't believe we are here to be miserable. Misery can weigh me down and get in the way of seeing what is around me. So focus on the joy. If you decide later you want to focus on what brings you down, I'm sure you could find people who would be happy to refund your misery in full. This joy list doesn't have to contain big stuff. Three of the things on mine are feeling the grass and earth under my feet, breathing deeply of the outside air, and a good cup of coffee. Once you have the list, you look for things you can do every day while being fully immersed in the experience. We are looking for meaning, and that means awareness. The next suggestion is to make a list of things that nurture and grow your mind. This could include reading from certain books, journaling, meditation, yoga, or breathing practice. This is where we can put the power of our UU heritage to work. Explore, ask questions, learn something new. You can look into your past and deconstruct things you found meaningful. For me, saying the rosary always brought a sense of calm, which is good because I had to do it an awful lot. But it wasn't the prayers, which I said without any consciousness of the meaning. It wasn't the focus on the decade beads, which I could never wrap my mind around, the mysteries or the stations of the cross. What made it meaningful was the murmured sounds, the chanting, and letting my mind slip into a non-thinking meditative state. Having these things in place isn't enough, though. This isn't something you can do just once, check it off the list, and feel more meaning. A spiritual practice is just that, practice. Practice is the repetition of something so we can get better at it. We start with something we want to master, and we repeat the steps, getting better each time. As a lifelong musician, I understand that practice is hard work. It takes dedication and a willingness to make mistakes and occasionally completely miss the mark. For a spiritual practice, that means that we need to repeat the things that bring us meaning. We need to keep doing the yoga, even when we want to watch Game of Thrones. We need to keep doing the meditation, even when our minds are flying into distraction every other second. We have to read the books we have chosen, even when we may be so distracted we can't concentrate. And we have to do it over and over and over. The thing about practice is the more you do it and the more regularly you do it, the better you will become, faster. That means making a choice to practice regularly. We have to choose to repeat these actions, and that means repeating them even when we don't want to, when our life is crazy busy, and when we seem to be regressing rather than moving forward. Philip Cargom, the chosen chief of the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids, said something that has stuck with me for a long time. When you're a druid even in the dry spells. For a spiritual practice, that means we must consciously choose our activities, even when it's not convenient. We have to keep working at it, even when we begin to doubt ourselves and ask if this quest for meaning is worth the effort, or if we don't seem to be improving. Show up. Do what you have to do. Repeat. It's as true for spiritual matters as it is for music or sports or any other discipline. That's why it's practice. I'm going to leave you with a challenge if you choose to accept it. I want you to challenge yourself to add one activity every day this week that will bring a little more meaning into your life. It might be pausing for a few minutes to breathe properly. It might be present when you drink your first cup of coffee. Or it might be looking up into the blue sky and feeling a prayer.